You're listening to Morning Edition on WNCW. Time now for this week's Friday feature interview. And today we've got an exciting interview for you. We're going to be talking about Our State Magazine, the magazine celebrating the people and places that make North Carolina great, from the mountains to the coast. And our guest this morning is Elizabeth Hudson, who serves as the editor-in-chief of the popular and wonderful Our State Magazine. Elizabeth, welcome to WNCW.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, we are delighted to have you, and I was thinking and telling somebody about this recently. If I go into a waiting room or I'm anywhere and there's magazines laid out, if Our State is one of those magazines, that is the first magazine I'm going to pick up and look at.
Well, I hope so. Take it with you.
Well, give us a little bit of the brief history of Our State Magazine. When did it begin, the idea, and so forth?
Well, you know, Our State Magazine is 81 years old. We're one of the oldest regional magazines in the entire country. It was started in 1933, kind of, you know, smack in the middle of the Great Depression. You can imagine, not the best time to start anything new, for sure. Our founder, a guy named Carl Gertsch, who was actually from New York, he had moved to North Carolina to be a newspaper reporter in eastern North Carolina, fell in love with this state, as so many people do who come here to live.
Mm-hmm.
He decided he wanted a way to just tell everybody in the entire state about his love for North Carolina. So he created a magazine called The State. He launched it in Raleigh, had about 2,000 subscribers or so its first year, which is pretty good, especially for that time. And it's just been going strong ever since. Our current publisher bought it in 96. He bought it with about 20,000 subscribers. We've now grown it to 178,000 paid subscribers all over the state. We reach 220,000 readers with copies on newsstand and that sort of thing. So it really has grown into something that I hope people see, you know, everywhere they go.
Well, each edition is just packed with a lot of information and articles that I think pull people in and make them want to go visit that particular restaurant or travel across the state to the particular beach town. But what is the concept really like? Every time you and your staff sit down and it's time to lay out the next edition, what is that process like?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we wanted to stay true to that original vision of how do we become explorers of this state too? How, you know, every month, I think the staff here falls in love with this state over and over and over again. And I think if we can feel it internally, then certainly we can find a way to make everybody feel what we're feeling too. It really is a magazine of exploration. Everything that we do in the pages of Our State, we have personally experienced. Our June issue that's on newsstands now is devoted to Carolina cows. We've done a 20-page photo essay about cows in North Carolina. The reason we did that is because June is National Dairy Month, for one thing, and North Carolina has a huge agricultural presence. You know, if you drive around anywhere in the state, you're going to see a field full of cows. Well, it really is as simple as I drive around this state. I see something like that, and I think, you know, I want to know a little bit more. I want to know who these farmers are. I want to know what's happening here. I want to know the depth and the detail that is behind North Carolina that you might not know otherwise. And so that's sort of what we do. You know, we start with a blank slate every issue, and we just decide, okay, what are we interested in? What do we think other people might be interested in? And it goes from there.
If someone, and there may not be many, but someone has not seen an Our State magazine before, they're new, they're from out of state, just moved into North Carolina, from start to finish, what are some of the topics that are featured in each edition?
I think there is no better way to get acquainted with this state than with Our State magazine. You know, we like to say, if you love North Carolina, you'll love Our State, and I think that's true because we cover the entire state. You know, this is a big, long state, more than 560 miles of state from Murphy to Manio. And so every issue we're intending to be as geographically balanced as possible. So there's always going to be something from western North Carolina. There's always going to be something from eastern North Carolina. We're a celebratory magazine, you know, and what I mean by that is you're not going to read stories about crime or, you know, murders, or certainly there's plenty of outlets for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our magazine is intended to just be an out-and-out celebration of everything wonderful, places, people, where to go, great places to eat. We've launched a barbecue section devoted entirely to, you know, there are something like 169 barbecue restaurants all over the state. So we're going to tell you where those are and what you can expect when you go there. We do a 20-page photo essay every month that takes a topic, you know, depending on what that might be. A current issue that we're working on, we've covered breweries in North Carolina. You know, we've got such a proliferation of these microbreweries that have popped up everywhere, so that'll be really fun. You know, it really is just an exploration of this state in every single issue. I've been here 17 years now, and you would think we would run out of things to talk about, but we absolutely do not.
Well, if you're just tuning in, everybody, this is the Friday feature interview of the week during our morning show on WNCW. Our guest right now is Elizabeth Hudson, who serves as editor-in-chief for the Our State magazine, all about North Carolina. Well, we were talking about this latest edition, which was, of course, focusing on this special month with milk and cows here and the significance in North Carolina. But tell us right off the top of your head, if you can remember, I know there's so many things, what are a topic or two that is geared in the magazine towards Western North Carolina?
Well, you know, one of my favorite stories in the current issue, our June issue, is Clear Creek Ranch that's near Burnsville out toward Mount Mitchell. It is a working dude ranch. You can go out there, you can spend the night, you can spend a weekend, you can ride horses, you can rope, you know, you can do whatever you would do. A lot of people would have no idea that such a thing exists right here, you know, really at the base of Mount Mitchell. It's an extraordinary story. Richard's Barbecue is in Salisbury, which is kind of headed out toward that way. Every month, we, you know, like I say, we try to feature something that is in Western North Carolina, in Central North Carolina, in Piedmont, North Carolina. Our current issue has a piece, for instance, on the Brown Mountain Lights, if you've heard of these, you know, mysterious lights that happen out toward Burke County in that area. Nobody knows what they are, really.
One thing's for sure, and I hate we don't have more time, and that is, you know, to me personally, and I think a lot of people would agree, Our State magazine is as good as any magazine publication out there. So what do you hear from some of the readers about what you guys are doing?
Well, fortunately, we do hear that, and I'm so thankful that we do. You know, I think we put so much love into every issue. I mean, we really do. The writers that we have are some of the best writers in the entire country. You know, we have writers who have won Pulitzer Prizes, got some of the best photography that I think you'll see anywhere. It really, this is such a beautiful state. And I think that our readers recognize that. You know, they tell us that this is one of those magazines, like National Geographic, that you really can't throw away.
Well, Elizabeth, before we do get away, tell someone how they could find out more about Our State magazine.
Well, the easiest way is online, ourstate.com. Easy to just pop online and get a subscription, take a look at who we are and what we look like. Telephone number is 800-948-1409.
Well, Elizabeth, you and your staff and everyone there, keep up the good work. We appreciate what Our State magazine means to North Carolina.
Thank you so much.
Get your copy soon.